Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to our Thursday episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we're back.
We're back. Aileen, has your vulnerability hangover cured since last week's episode? Because we were V vulnerable,
V for vendetta. We were V for vulnerable this last episode. My vulnerability hangover usually starts like 6 hours after I record, and then I text Sammy like, oh, do you think like this? Do you think that? Do you think? And you like always make me feel better. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'll text Sean like, can you delete this? Can you delete that? And Sean, who's listening, thank you so much for dealing with me. I realize it's a pain in the ass. But after this last episode that we recorded this last Sunday, I had the vulnerability hangover kick in within 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So I am just, I'm feeling better now, I guess, but it's a lot to share with somebody like your most insecure, your biggest insecurity like ever.
Right. Because here's the thing. It's like, okay, we talked about it on that episode, but a month earlier when we were too afraid to even say it to like our partners or each other, like, you know what I mean? Like when it was still like a percolating thought in our minds, like, and now the whole world knows.
And the world and the DSTers all know. And the thing that makes me feel good is like when any previous time that I've had, when I've shared something that makes me feel again, like that brings in the hangover, the V for vulnerable hangover, that like I usually get such great responses, or anytime I talk to anybody, they're like, thank you for sharing that. It's like, you know, I feel the same way or things like that. So that makes me feel better, but it's still scary to share like your biggest fucking insecurity of your whole life.
Yeah.
Therapy for.
So do you think that we should make that our non-scale wins mutually for the week?
I think so.
Before we read the, you know, listener?
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a great idea. Why is it your win, Sammy?
Because it's like it is the deepest, or I don't know if it is my actual deepest, but it is a very deep insecurity that plagued my childhood. Like, that was actually the biggest thing I struggled with. Like, I remember once being, here's more vulnerability. Like, I remember like once my mom said to me, she didn't say it in these words, but the message was like, how are boys going to like you if you,
I was just thinking like, the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the message, that she once sent to me. And like, I remember like, I never wanted to like crawl into a hole at something my mom said more than when she said that. And like, I just think about how like deep seated all of that is and how my weight was like so tied into approval of both men and women. And it's a really hard thing to have dealt with. Like, I think that if you had said to me at one point in your life, you will share this publicly and, you know, this will be your brand. I'd be like, what? No, no one has. I'm not upset.
Like, I thought my brand would be like weight loss.
I thought my brand would be most likely to succeed.
Yeah, but because I've done it so for so long, but yeah, like my whole identity growing up was wrapped up in like the fact that like I wasn't a cool, like the cool girls were all so small, especially in the town we were growing up in. And you know, you're not that cool because of that. And so like, that's why you have your sense of humor. Yeah. So, I mean, like, you still had a great childhood, like growing up with great friends who like all had a great time. But at the same time, you're not having boyfriends. And when you did or somebody liked you, you thought they were fucking with you. So
yeah,
that was or like they're trying to, or when you get older, like you're, it's like a, they don't, they're not proud of that either. So right, that was a big, till now, clearly it's still there, but you know, I guess I feel better sharing it because I know that it's not that unique of a problem.
No, it's kind of like the whole, when you think about what that problem is, it's kind of like the entire basis of like patriarchy, dare I say. That is the whole basis. I know. No, I don't think I need to elaborate. Maybe we should just do the non-scale win.
Yeah. And if everybody who has, I realize, no, if you didn't listen to this Sunday's episode, you probably have zero clue what we're talking about. So yeah, instead of telling you, just go listen to that episode and just take it from there. Let's do our listener non-scale win. Hi, Aileen and Sammy. Congrats on the recent 10-year anniversary. Thank you. You ladies are killing it. I love listening to DST and all things Betches, to be honest with you. Your podcast has helped keep me company while I freeze getting my daily walk in and distracts me from how cold and snowy it is right now. It seems like every week you ladies are hitting on exactly what I need to hear, and I cannot thank you enough for helping me along my non-diet journey. My non-scale win is around my recent wedding. I had every ounce of hope to be in the best shape of my life, quote, for my wedding. Well, COVID happened, as we all know, but I felt comfortable and super confident in my dress on our wedding day. And let me tell you, my husband did not care one bit that my arms weren't as toned as I wanted them to be. He only noticed how glowy and great I looked in my dress. Even looking at our pictures, I only noticed love and that we got married in a freaking pandemic. Life this past year is nothing like we expected. And I think the biggest thing my husband and I learned is to give each other grace, but also to give yourself grace. Thank you for doing what you do. Grace Betch. I gave her that name. She signed her name, but I just called her Grace Betch.
I love, really sweet. That's a great, you know, I love that. Grace
love
Betch.
Love journey for you. I love giving each other grace. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to the wedding stuff, which can be incredibly challenging.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens, and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages, and you scoop it, and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties, and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And They're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let's do our DST email. Your turn.
Okay. Dear Sammy and Aileen, I've been listening to DST since it began, and it's easily my favorite pod out there. I always thought I was the only one who had a lot of the thoughts about food and my body that I do, and I can't believe how much I connect with everything you guys share. I lost 60 pounds in the past few years. She lost 60 pounds. Do you know what that's from? That's a Backstreet Boy. America's Sweethearts.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Incredibly obscure. Give me a little time. I would have gotten it.
Sorry. Incredibly obscure. Okay. She lost 60 pounds the past few years. I started off losing the weight slowly, but this quickly became an obsession, and I lost a large proportion of the weight in a pretty unhealthy way. I was under-eating and over-exercising, and I've suffered the consequences. I'm always cold, tired. Maybe that's why I was always cold. Okay. And have not had a period in well over a year now. I've been recently diagnosed with hypothalamic amenorrhea and have been told I need to gain weight. My family and close friends are all aware of the situation. Wow. One of my friends has been trying different diets for as long as I've known her, and prior to my weight loss, we were around the same size. Recently, she's been asking me for tips on how to lose weight. She told me she's currently trying to eat 1,200 calories a day because she remembered me saying that's what I did to lose weight. I told her that this is way too low and that either her body will go into starvation mode and it wouldn't even help her lose weight, or she would lose weight but suffer the same consequences that I have. She told me that she doesn't care about the consequences as long as she loses weight. First, I'm worried about her. Second, she seems to think that I don't want her to lose weight because I'm telling her not to do what I did. Obviously, I don't think she needs to lose weight, but I understand that if that's what she wants to do, then it's her choice. I just want her to do it safely. Finally, it hurts my feelings that I've confided in her about how being so restrictive has negatively impacted my mental and physical health, and she's just dismissing that by saying that she would take the risk if it meant losing weight. I try not to talk to her about this stuff because it's pretty triggering for me, and I feel like it might affect our relationship for a number of reasons, but it seems to be that all she wants to talk about right now. I've been in this stage of obsession, so I don't blame her for that. I feel like diet culture is stealing my friend from me. I'd appreciate any advice you guys have. Love from the UK, from a bitch who wants her friend back.
This is like, I feel this one. Like, I feel I feel her. Like, she went through something hard, and now this friend whose intentions, we've all been there, like, I'll stop at nothing to just do it. I don't care if you're telling me it's unhealthy. I'll do it anyway. And there's a mismatch there, and this person is like worried. Also, the part where she says that it hurts her feelings that she's confided in her about like this dark place that she went to, and the friend's clearly ignoring all that because she's wants just give me the calorie plan.
But I understand the friend on some
that's what
level.
I mean.
The thing, like, I remember when like I was like a freshman in college, and me and like one of our friends that still are friends, she and I used to joke about like if I don't even want to, I'm not going to say it's too triggering, but like we also didn't think that like it was that bad to like do these things that ultimately harm your body, because we were so focused on like, I don't care, I just want to be thin. Like, eating disorders like were, and in some cases are, still glamorized. Like, I remember watching like the first season Thanksgiving episode of Gossip Girl, and in that episode, like, Blair has bulimia, and like, I remember thinking like, that is glamorous. Like, and I understand why the friend, despite maybe the writer of this email telling her like, it really screwed me up, like, you shouldn't do that, I understand the friend at the same time.
I relate more to the friend because I haven't had hypothalamic amenorrhea, and I relate to the friend who's saying, I don't really know what that's like, and you seem fine now, so I will stop at nothing to lose weight. I don't care about
especially if she was like, especially if they were like around the same size, like, and they were, you know, kind of dieting together, and it was like a bond. Like, I, you know, we did that too. Like,
absolutely.
But I think for her, for like this girl who the writer is the one who asked for advice to,
right, right.
And we're like, we relate to your friend. Sorry.
No,
it
I
is
also,
triggering.
I think we should say I'm really sorry that you had to go through this, like the fact that you've lost a period for a year because of like
yeah.
diet culture. Like that's really fucked up and really sad, and I'm so sorry. The other part that I actually do relate to about from the writer that the writer wrote was that you start slowly and then mm-hmm. you
it
and
gets
then
crazy
it turns into this unhealthy thing. Like 100% what happened my wedding diet.
Yeah.
And
anytime I've lost significant weight, that's how it went. Like it starts like off of like snowballs. 3 weeks, three, like a month, 3 weeks to a month of like, oh, you'll eat like a normal, like an okay amount of calories. And then it becomes like, ooh, I wonder if I could like just keep myself
I could go
under-
harder. Yeah. I could go harder. But for me, it was way longer. It was over a year and it was slow for like the first 6 months. And then towards like when it was, cause I had this deadline of a wedding, I had like
yeah.
three, four months. I was like, yeah, I could, you know, oh my God, I lost 2 pounds. Maybe I could lose three. It's like you challenge yourself and it turns into this like obsession and
yeah.
you're making unhealthy choices, but they are glamorized because you're like, what else can I do?
Yeah.
It's like really fucked up actually that you.
It is. It's any, I don't want to diagnose it, but like it could be diagnosed as an eating disorder. But what I want to say to this girl is like, think of an eating disorder the way you think of any mental illness. Like substitute depression for like this eating disorder and you have the same problem. Like substitute severe anxiety for this eating disorder and you have the same problem. So I think looking at it is like, okay, she's going through a real, like just because it's a diet doesn't mean, just because this is specifically about a diet doesn't mean that this is not like a bigger issue. And I think that looking at it like, okay, my friend is suffering right now. Like she thinks she's okay, but like she's suffering from disordered eating, potentially an eating disorder. And it's very triggering for me, but like putting it in that box in your head might make you feel like less enmeshed with it. Like if you're able to be like, okay, like she's suffering from a problem, I'm going to be there for her and not try and like try not to
take it personally. That she,
take it right.
Yeah. Like to bring yeah. those two things separately.
And yeah, diet culture is stealing your friend from you the same way that mental illness and, you know, all types of issues, physical illness rob people of friends and relationships all the time. So I think look like don't look at this like just because everyone you know diets and you dieted and all and dieting is quote unquote common or normal doesn't mean that what's going on here is not like a you could look at it a different way that yeah. may help you feel less triggered.
So what do you recommend that she does? Like what should she do for like with this friend?
I mean, it's like she'll be faced with obviously a lot of different like specific situations, but like I feel like practicing like compassion. Yeah, I mean, she could bring it up and she could like have a real conversation with her about like how she really feels about the whole thing. I don't know if that's what she wants to do, but like I feel like practicing.
Not listen.
Yeah, I don't think the friend's going to listen, to be honest. But
she'll be like, fuck you. Like she, yeah, like, I'll talk to somebody else about it.
Right. Or like you only understand because you're thin, or she might uh-huh. reject you as a friend because she might need to get away from you because it keeps her out of the mindset yep. she wants to be in, which is 1200 calorie mindset. So maybe like direct confrontation is not maybe the best move, but like I think in your mind, trying to practice compassion towards yourself and her when it comes to like these eating issues, and like it goes so much deeper. Like you say, you've been doing this for years. Like this isn't just like it is a fate, like it is a temporary problem, like it is an immediate problem, but there's so much more here than
yeah
just like a friendship conflict. So like I think understanding like the forces at work here and practicing compassion towards like both of you will help. But like it's a hard time, you're going through a hard time, and that's okay.
My advice also would be to tell her like, I can tell you anything, but it's not gonna apply to you. Like if you really want to lose weight, like I can try to help you find like a dietitian to work with so that it's not like you're giving diet advice, because you could also give her healthy diet advice, but still it's not the same as if like a doctor, registered dietitian rather, gave it to her. Right. And if she's like, no, I don't want to see a dietitian, then you'll say like, you could say that 1200 calories doesn't work in long term. I'm telling you now, don't do it. And you could just be like very adamant about that. Like it may, you can say like, it may feel like it works up front, but it really doesn't work. And you know, the thing that dieters fear most is gaining weight. So you could really be like, you're going to be at a higher weight than you started. I guarantee it 100%.
What if she says, well, you're not.
And say like, I've lost my period for a year and now I have to take medication, or say something like that. Like that's worse, debatably. So I would say like, really try to push, like go see a dietitian. Like I'm telling you, it's worth it. Just like compassion, but be there for her and offer advice that you feel like you can't, like you can give her, rather than like, this would be irresponsible for me to give her. But I remember when I was like on my diet high and like anybody asked me, I would be so excited to give them advice. But
I remember you once asked me for advice, like how I did it. And I was like, oh my God, she cares how I did it.
Like in the car. I 100% remember. I remember like what you counted in your calories. Like I still think about that.
Yeah.
So it's really funny. So that said, this girl's going to remember your conversation. So be really thoughtful about what you say. The thing that you can do for her is be there for her, like Sammy says. So good luck. Bet she wants your friend back. I hope you do get her back. Maybe it won't be tomorrow, but it will be in the future. And I wish her luck too. And you luck. Like just going through shit, man.
I know. It's a lot.
Ugh. Anyway.
All right.
We love you guys. If you have a dear DST or even non-scale win, email us dst@betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend about all of these episodes Monday. No, this doesn't come out Monday. Sundays and Thursdays. And follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Follow me at Aileen. Follow Sammy at Sammy. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.